International Beatles Day today, and we're asking which Beatles song means the most to you. Bat is in King's Heath. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm not so bad. Now, this isn't a song. You've got a right old claim to fame.
Yes, I'm very pleased to have worked for George for a very short time, but it was really good. Really enjoyed it. Came about in the 80s. There was a huge gig on at the NPT for charity, Heart Something or Other, and all the bands were on it, and Robert Plant and the Honey Drippers and Jeff Lee and Slade, everybody, and our very own Ruby Turner. And I did sound for Ruby then. I was an engineer, and I got a call on the Saturday morning saying, Jeff Lynn's guitar tech has broken his fingers playing rugby. Can you come out and look after Jeff? I'm like, yeah, fine, I'll be out there. It's all day long looking after Jeff and his guitars and his equipment, and go to get him on stage, bring his guitar in the dressing room. Where do you want this, Jeff? In here or out there? He said, I'll leave it in here, Batty. He said, oh, can you find a guitar for him? And I turned around, behind the door, sat there, it's George Harrison. And I had one of the most really, really embarrassing moments when I look back on it. And I looked at him, did a double take to Jeff, and I went, he's a Beatle. and he said, well, I used to be, like, a few years ago, you know. I said, what do you want, George? He said, as long as it's got six strings and it's almost in tune, that would be fine, you know.
I never knew. So. You know what, Batty? I never knew George Harrison was Welsh. Genuinely.
No, not me. Oh, surprised me and all.
he was always kind of the quiet one, but he was always seen as the nice one.
He was really nice, and it was. I'll tell you when it was. Remember Madonna doing a film called Shanghai Surprise?
Yes.
The one and only. It was handmade films. That was George.
Of course. He was the man that saved Monty Python's Life of Brian.
Exactly. And he'd been filming all day with Madonna and that, and he looked pretty tired. I said, I'll get you a drink. What do you want? I'll have a whiskey and Coke. So I fired him up with a whiskey and Coke. And he said, I've had a great day of it. I'd do scenes with Madonna, and she bath scene, and she wanted Avian in the bath. It had to be. And he had a right. And he's such a lovely guy. Really embarrassed. And I got him sorted out, and he'd come off afterwards to done this gig. And me, George Harrison and Jeff went to there was a bar then in the NEC where the picture house used to be.
Yeah.
And Jeff's gone, he's really shy of crowds, oddly enough, strange. Walking down a corridor, all these people start coming out of the picture house, and Jeff goes, oh no, crowds. And there's a row of phone booths there. So I push them both into a phone booth, put a phone in their hands, and I stand outside. Crowd went, we walk up to the bar, and the lady behind the bar said, I know who he is, and I know who you are. He's a Beatle. Who are you? I was in the middle of them. I said,
nice.
I'm nobody. I said, that's Jeff. He's
George.
Playing.
I'm Batty.
George, he's playing. I'm Batty. I'll have a pint, please.
Good to speak to you, Batty. Thanks very much. That's a cracker, meeting George Harrison. I love that.